This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. More than $70 million are heading to communities across the Mountain West, including Colorado, to help reduce wildfire risk. As Hannah Merzbach reports, the federal money targets areas where people live near forests.
It's called the Wildland-Urban Interface, and it's grown as more people move to the mountains.
But with that comes increased risk from wildfires.
Cody Tolley is with Wyoming Forestry. He says a U.S. Forest Service grant will help update an aging fire plan in Park County near Yellowstone National Park.
Ultimately, to work towards landscape risk reduction from wildfires, and not only to people's homes and their infrastructure, but large public level infrastructure like radio towers, water supply.
These grants, a carryover from the Biden administration, were highly competitive. Wyoming, with its small population, got about $140,000. Arizona, Montana, and Utah will also get in the hundreds of thousands, while Colorado, Idaho, Nevada, and New Mexico will get millions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The season for respiratory viruses like COVID-19 and flu lasts until October, but the number of people coughing and sneezing in Colorado is already going down. That's according to the state health department. The number of people hospitalized with COVID has dropped by more than 50. There are now just 36 in the hospital with the virus. And the number of people testing positive for influenza and RSV is at a seasonal low. This is CPR News and KRCC.